to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And hello, America. Welcome back to hour number two of our show. And that was a lot of fun with Les. We're going to have him back on the show in the very, very near future here. All right, on to some more interesting news here. Obviously, top story, Hurricane Isaac, Category 1 hurricane, is now coming on shore, basically aimed at Louisiana. In fact, right now, the current track for the eye of the hurricane is right over that giant sinkhole that opened up over this salt dome the size of a stadium, an arena, and it's... Nobody knows what's going to happen when all that rainwater, they're predicting 20 inches of rain, is all going to go pouring down into that hole. And it's a reminder that our government is really good at selling you a solution to a problem they've invented out of nowhere, but they really can't handle the real world any longer. And speaking of inventing a problem out of the air, remember last week when they were talking about, oh, the Mississippi's never been so low, the water is low, it's going to impact shipping, and it's all the fault of human-caused global warming. And now here, of course, they're closing the floodgates because the Mississippi is just surging up with the storm surge, and now there's it's all because of human-caused global warming, you know, and it's that typical thing. Whatever happens, it's the fault of whatever your particular agenda happens to be here. So we're going to grab a phone call here. Ben in Nebraska. Aloha, Ben. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, two quick things. I was watching Democracy Now! A little bit ago, and Amy Goodman was talking to these two 30-year veteran employees of Sensata Technologies, which is an Illinois-based company, which is now owned by Bain Capital and mm-hmm. is now having their jobs sent to where else but China. Mm-hmm. And one of the employees was talking about how he and another employee were at the RNC today and yesterday, and how they got these reactions from many of the people there. You know, a lot of the people were calling them communists for protesting the fact that their jobs were being moved to a communist country. So, I mean, you want a candidate...
Well, wait a minute. They didn't move their jobs to a communist company. Bain Capital did. So let's go up and say that Bain Capital is a communist, you know, support.
I'm sorry. That's what they were saying. I mean, they had on their signs that, you know, Bain Capital and Mitt Romney, you know, Bain Capital were sending their jobs to China, and the RNC participants were coming up and calling them communists for protesting that. So I thought that was a good candidate for irony of the week there, you know.
Well, it's more than the irony. It is a reminder that these political experts and controllers of the political machine, they're all still caught in Cold War propaganda. They think the world still works the way it did back in the 1950s. They still don't have a clue how very, very different the world is today, how fundamentally different the flow of information is. They're still trying to use, you know, back in the 1950s, we were brainwashed by our schools to wet ourselves when we heard the word commie, and mm-hmm. they think that's still going to work, and it doesn't.
Yeah. And one more thing is may our, you know, good thoughts and prayers and support go out to those courageous men and women who are occupying the RNC and DNC. Viva la revolution. And that's and that's all I have for today. Thanks, Mike, and great interview with Les.
Yeah, thanks an awful lot for that. It was a good interview. And listen, while it's in my mind, I want to applaud and thank all of the people who were down at the Republican convention supporting Ron Paul, who did so peacefully and calmly. Apparently there was one agent provocateur that was out there swinging a machete around, you know, trying to get the attention of the corporate media, and apparently they didn't get any traction with that one. So we knew they were going to plan that kind of stuff. But all of you Ron Paul supporters who are down there and you're playing by the rules, you are showing America exactly the kind of people that support Ron Paul, which are real Americans. They're not troublemakers. They're not fringies. They're not insurrectionists. Or insurgents. That's the new word they're trying to put on the Ron Paul movement. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stayed upon a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Going to grab a couple of phone calls here. Art, aloha. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Great, great, great interview, man. I was absolutely blown away by that. I've been following Les's blogs for a little while now, and I'm always impressed with what he does. I wanted to comment on something that he said about halfway through the interview. But first, I want to give I just had some couple of my people. I had to stay behind because somebody had to stay here to take care of the animals and stuff. But they just got back about an hour ago, and they said that Sunday, while they were inside during the rally, they said there was only one heckler in the entire deal. He was dealt with very peacefully. But other than that, they said it went off without a hitch. It was very peaceful. It was extremely positive. However, because of the rule changes, was it Rule 15 and 12 and the five-state rule, it doesn't look like, you know, we're going to get Paul at all. And that brings me to something that Les said. And I've been trying to get people to do this for a long time, just say no and sit down. There's people like me. I'm you might as well say for all intents and purposes, I am completely off the grid. I mean, I have no electricity, no running water, no nothing. I'm living off the land, raising farm animals and a garden and everything else, and absolutely refusing to participate in the system. Now, I hear a lot of people want to give the argument, well, I got to provide for my family. I got to work. I got to know you can do that, and you don't have to participate in the system. You get together with your neighbors, your community, and everybody say, to hell with this garbage. You don't go to work. You don't play with the banks. You don't nothing. If you can do this with your neighbors in your community and everybody work together, pooling your resources, get together with your local farmers, work arrangements with them, you can turn your back on this system overnight and shut this bad nightmare down. Let's stop this, folks. Say no. This is our only shot. If we don't do it now, we're not going to get it done.
Well, the time to start doing it is right now, and for two reasons. First of all, you're right. It is pointless to go on supporting a system that does not support you. Second of all, if my analysis is correct, and the whole thing's about to crash anyway, you need to start developing the skills necessary to take care of yourself and your family without being part of that system. One of the biggest lies that you are given by the corporate media and the state-controlled schools is this idea that you must be dependent on the social structure and on the government and on the corporations for everything that you need, and that is absolutely not true. And you need to start working on those skills right now. If you've got the room to grow a vegetable garden, you should go and get your order of seeds, non-GMO seeds, and start planting the garden now. We're basically in planting season, or we're in harvest season right now, and you need to, you know, by next spring, you should be getting ready to get that garden going, because there's a learning curve. And, you know, you're not going to plant the seeds one night and have, you know, a salad the very next day. There's a time delay. And so you can't wait until the nation is falling apart to start making your preparations. You need to do that absolutely right now. And, yes, you can take care of yourselves. That's the first thing you've got to learn. You can live without all of this electronic clutter. You can live without all the MP3 players. You can live without all of that stuff you have been brainwashed into thinking is necessary for modern life, or even necessary just to feel good about yourself. I mean, look at TV ads for computers now. I mean, there's this one ad for a laptop, and it opens with this kid taking the laptop and spinning it on his finger like it's a basketball, which is a really dumb thing to do, because your first mistake is going to be your last one. But they're selling this stuff as fashion accessories. Not as tools, not as things that are going to improve your productivity and allow you to go out and be creative. It's a fashion accessory. I'm going back to school, and I've got the latest in the power pad thing, whatever they're going to sell this time. And you can live with all of that. And I think in this coming social crash, we're probably going to see a lot of people pull back and say, you know, there's a lot of junk in my life I really don't need and probably would be a lot better without. And we need to start developing that awareness right now. And again, the biggest lie that you have been taught in your childhood is that our government is necessary for your life to continue, our corporations are necessary for your life to continue, and the biggest lie of all, that the Federal Reserve is necessary for your life to continue.
Yeah, and here's something about me. I have always believed that you lead by example. If you're going to talk the talk, you walk the walk. Now, what a lot of people don't know about me is I've been living like this for, well, since I was a child for the most part, but really hardcore living like this for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, there's electric here and all of that, but I live in a camper way up on top of the hill where there's no lights, no running water. I have a well I draw my water out of. I eat what comes out of my garden. I have cows, which hopefully soon are going to be producing milk. I've got chickens to produce eggs. I've got guineas to produce meat and eggs. Got a garden going, and it's just me by myself, and I'm playing hell getting people to come on board with this because they're so scared to leave the system. And I try to get people to understand, I eat good, I live good, but I don't require the system to do it because I've learned how to do this without the system. And this
but have you seen how the corporate media portrays people who live the way you do? I mean, they're always being portrayed as socially inferior and you know, oh, they're hillbillies and they're all this other stuff and you don't want to be like them, you know. And we're seeing all of these draconian laws passed that say you can't collect the rain on your own ground, you can't have food gardens on your own property, you will, by golly, go on down there and get your product from the corporation. We saw that story the other day in the European Union where you're not allowed to use coffee grounds to kill the slugs in your garden. You have to go out to the store and get a government-approved chemical-laden pesticide. It really is this effort to force us into the system. And I think the reason we're seeing such overt efforts to do so is the recognition that more and more people are simply saying, I can't be part of the system any longer. It isn't doing anything for me. It just enslaves me to the bankers and the government and the war machine. And it's just like we're telling people, Republican voters, boycott the election in November. You don't have a candidate there. You've got somebody that they want you to support who didn't support you. They're not going to put your candidate. Boycott the election. And the same thing on a wider point. Boycott the system. De-link. Keep your money under your own control. Get out of the stock market right now. And that's working. The volume figures for August are showing that people, those few investors who were still in there, are getting out. All that's left are the big Wall Street firms and their high-speed computer trading, and they're trying to continue this illusion that everything is really okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you, you know, yeah, I live off of what I produce, but at the same time, I'm also smart enough to know that I need to have back stock of food. So I've got massive food supply sitting here, and all of my neighbors, they know who I am and they know what I'm doing, and guess where they're going to be coming when all of this crap goes down?
It's not just going to be the neighbors, because one of the so-called FEMA executive orders that's been around for quite a few years, you know, when it's enacted during a national emergency, registered trademark, White House will empower the police and the army to go around and seize private stockpiles of food for redistribution. There's another reference to the Lord of the Rings, Les Visible was talking about.
Yeah, that's that resource allocation executive order that Obama passed a few months ago.
But, well, you know, he just reaffirmed it. I mean, this goes all the way back to Richard Nixon when they were trying to say, in the event of an emergency, the government has to control where people live and who has got food. And, you know, you survivalists have been greedy. You're stockpiling food and you really should give it to us so we can feed the soldiers and so forth and so on. So I applaud you for your lifestyle choices. I know that my wife and I have tried to simplify and de-junk our lives to a great extent. Obviously, I need a certain amount of technology around me to do what I'm doing. But, I mean, for those of you watching on Justin TV, you can see I'm not a big fashion statement here. You know, I'm not dressing up and wearing expensive clothes and expensive jewelry and the rest of that stuff. I'm getting back to this minimalist lifestyle. Now, when you do it voluntarily, that is austerity. But when the government forces you to do it, that is slavery. And that's kind of a definition you need to keep in your mind.
Absolutely. And the thing is, all of my neighbors know that when the system goes down, when everything collapses, they know where to come. And they also understand that we here, because I do have a couple people that are working with me on this, and we have accomplished so much in just a few months. When I came here from Georgia, because I left the state of Georgia because, well, my family was in danger because of what I was doing. And
I know that feeling.
So to protect them, I left and I relocated to another state and hooked up with some folks who were all on the same page. And we have done so much in the past few months. And all of our neighbors know that you don't have to worry. We can feed your children. You protect us. We have the ability to protect ourselves, but we need allies. So between what we are doing and you being here with us, together, we can defend what we've got, and they can't take this away from us, at least not too easy. And this is what you people have got to understand. You've got to come together, start banding together now, because time is running out. And I think Les made a very good point when he said that he doesn't think that we're going to even have an election. I think Les is right on target. I think we're going to see something big come down either in September or October. And that's going to cause either a postponement, I think most likely a complete suspension.
Okay, we got to take a break here. We got to take a break here real quick to follow up on that. I don't know when it's going to happen, but that it is going to happen is an absolute certainty at this point. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back with more phone calls.
you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
B-Boy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Decorated soldier, thought that he would be among the sick and poor. The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Going to grab a call. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, how you doing, Mike? Last night I was listening to the mayor of Lafitte, Louisiana. Sitting there, and I could tell by the sentiment in his tone, and I think it goes not just him, but I don't really think the people of Louisiana have any faith in the federal government anymore. You look at Katrina, you look at the Deepwater Horizon, and now you look at this approaching storm, and they don't really want the federal government to come in this time. They'd rather just deal with it themselves.
Yeah, they really would. They want to rely on themselves. And again, as I was saying with that earlier caller, one of the biggest lies that we are brainwashed with as children is that you must depend on the government and corporations for what you need. And I don't blame the people of Louisiana for having absolutely no confidence that anything is going to be done. Again, after the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. And up in the White House, they were sitting around saying, what do we do now? And it sort of underscored the reality that the Federal Emergency Management Agency has nothing to do with emergencies striking the American people. It's all about the preservation of the government against the American people.
Well, we got to think about the Deepwater Horizon, too, how the people got the shaft down there, too, again, colluding with BP.
You know, absolutely no question. It was all about covering it up, protecting the corporations, and buying up the science, and silencing anybody who was out there saying, we're getting sick down here.
Well, I just hope this storm goes in as a tropical storm and not a major hurricane, because I've been through Andrew. I've been through five of them, Mike, and I'll tell you one thing. It ain't fun going through a hurricane, and it ain't fun going through the aftermath.
Yeah, it really is. I've been through a couple of hurricanes. I've been through the eye of a hurricane once, and it is a very, very strange experience. Now, this storm is hovering on the edge of Category 1. So as hurricanes go, it's at the low end of the scale, which is not to say it's not going to cause a lot of problems. But I think the moment it goes on shore and meets resistance and is no longer picking up heat from the Gulf of Mexico, it'll devolve into a tropical storm and it'll cool off. But it's going to dump a lot of rain. And I'm sure that probably somebody needs to be taking a look at how this storm was impacted by all that oil and Corexit floating around the Gulf of Mexico. How much heat transfer was there? It may very well be in a strange twist of irony that all of the chemicals in the Gulf of Mexico prevented this storm from getting any worse than it might have been.
Well,
made it worse than it was supposed to be.
Well, I say when I was in Hurricane Andrew, you know what it felt like? It felt like you're sitting next to a jetliner that had its thrusters going full blast. That's my experience with Andrew. But the thing is about this hurricane. Like I said, I just hope it's just a tropical storm and just barely a Category 1. But I do have concern about the flooding. You know, because these things are rainmakers.
They are, and it's, you know, you've got that whole flat runoff plain of the Mississippi as it's, you know, snaked back and forth throughout history. So it's all flat, and it does flood very, very easily. But I think the biggest concern right now is, as of the last forecast track, the eye of this storm, meaning the most rain and the most winds, is going to go right over that sinkhole. We've already got reports that radiation is coming out of there, so that adjacent salt cavern used for storing radioactive waste is obviously already leaking, and this could really turn out to be a really big disaster. And like the Gulf oil disaster and like the collapse of our irrigation systems, the government is clueless on how to actually deal with this. And, you know, they're just out there screaming, oh, this is all global warming. We need a carbon tax. That will prevent this from happening in the future, which, of course, is complete nonsense.
One thing I learned about what actually a hurricane is that people don't really know. Hurricanes, yeah, they're dangerous storms, but you know what they do? They disperse the heat of the water. That's all they are designed to do, is to spread out the heat.
Yeah, basically it's a transfer of temperatures, and I'm already getting emails from the carbon Nazis saying, don't you understand, when the world gets warmer, that's what causes hurricanes. No, it isn't. It isn't heat. It is a temperature differential that causes hurricanes. And we know that because we see similar storms in the atmosphere of the gas giant planets, and nobody's saying that those are warm. They're incredibly cold compared to Earth. It's a temperature differential. You can create a hurricane by cooling the ground, or rather by cooling the atmosphere as much as by warming the ocean. And so everybody's trying to wave this around for political gain. Obama's out there issuing a warning, the hurricane, like everybody down there listening to the Weather Service already didn't have one. So he's going to stand up there and he's going to try and maximize this. And I expect he will really make an effort to go in there and help the flood victims, because he doesn't want to be tarnished the way Bush was by Katrina. But he's doing it for political purposes in the upcoming election. And if it wasn't an election year, Obama might just let the people of Louisiana, you know, suffer the way that Bush did. But it's all for politics. So for everybody who is in the path of the storm, err on the side of caution. Have your batteries, your food, your water, especially the drinking water is probably going to be contaminated for a couple of days. And just take care of yourselves and please be safe. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite that gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab one more phone call, and then I really do have to get to some of the news stories we need to report to you today. Mark in Georgia. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I think that we need to reiterate, lies only have power when people believe them. People True. Believe that we have this super massive debt. It's the banksters that owe us, because any debt based on fraud is illegitimate. These criminals claim, based on their counterfeiting under the color of law, that we owe them all these trillions and trillions of dollars, where they know that there's more debt than there is currency available to pay it, because all this so-called debt accrues interest. Now, as for what's going on with the weather, I was under the impression that that storm was going to hit, I thought it was going to hit Tampa to basically basically knock things off course. I guess they were just looking for an excuse to delay, right?
So well, it did pass.
It did pass, supporters.
It did pass close to Tampa. It came up and it passed over Florida, oh. And then it literally broke in two sections. And one section went up the Atlantic seaboard, and rained on Miami and everything. So the two are not mutually exclusive, of course.
I guess the thing I find, this is the first time hearing that the storm bifurcated into two sections. Is that abnormal, or does this happen fairly commonly?
Oh, it's actually very common for large storms to break into when it hits a, you know, a high pressure zone. Storms will sometimes combine. In fact, if you ever saw the movie
storm,
The Perfect Storm, yeah,
right.
Where just a couple of these things merge together into a gigantic storm, and
okay.
Yeah, this is not unusual for this sort of thing to happen.
Oh, okay, because I mean, there are people who were speculating that there was weather modification intending to, and. You know, look,
well, in a roundabout way, there was. It was called Florida. The storm hit Florida, and any time one of these tropical ocean storms hits a landmass, it's resistance, and it just broke into two sections, and it went on up there. I want to go back to what you were talking about, where people are believing in certain things. I hold that all belief is a tool of enslavement, because beliefs get you to act as if something is true, even when it is not. The belief in benevolent government, the belief in a sound currency, the belief that the Federal Reserve is the only banking system we could ever possibly have, the belief that wars are just, the belief in the imaginary playmate up in the clouds, and the belief that, you know, his staffers in those cool-looking robes here, you know, aren't molesting the little kitties behind their backs. So,
well,
you know, I seek a world absent all belief and a return to rationality.
I think that we need to clarify the semantics about semantics is that's how you're using the term. I understand where you're coming from, because I don't want to become like that episode of South Park, or actually it was a two-parter, where they were saying, like, science damn you instead of God damn you. You know, it's like hardcore atheists, and they were all fragmented as to what they should call them.
Well, I think South Park was trying to poke fun at atheists because, you know, there's really no logical and rational way to win the debate against them. And so, we're sort of past the era where you could, strap a philosopher to a stake and set him on fire. And so now they resort to ridicule. I'm going to let you go here. We're kind of well into the show, and I got to cover. Thanks an awful lot, Mark. We got to cover some really serious news story here. So hang off on the phone calls until hour number three, if you don't mind. We do have some very serious things to be talking about right now. France has now confirmed they have troops inside Syria working to establish a buffer zone. Okay, and they're and basically saying the international community is scrambling to formulate a response to the rapidly worsening crisis in the country. Now, the worsening crisis is political speak, meaning these hired mercenaries who were trying to overthrow Assad under the guise of a popular revolution, that has fallen flat on its face, and as a result, a giant sinkhole has opened up right on the road to the war with Iran. That's the worsening situation. The plan to simply knock off Syria on the way to Iran isn't working, and they're trying to find some way they can say, yes, we have to send in troops, we have to have a no-fly zone, it's a horrible situation over there in Syria. Well, it's only a horrible situation in Syria because the United States and Israel and a bunch of other countries sent in this covert army pretending to be a revolution, the Free Syria Army, and basically made a mess of the job because they're hired mercenaries. They're just there for the paycheck. And the people they're fighting are fighting for their homes and loved ones within eyesight. And we should have learned in Vietnam that that is a very formidable army. When you're going into somebody's country and you're taking away their country from them, they can be an amazingly effective military force, even in the face of obviously superior weaponry, although weaponry coming from the United States of America isn't as superior as people like to pretend that it is here. Now, the government of France has gone one step further. France has told the Free Syria Army to form a government, and France will recognize it as the legitimate government of Syria as soon as they're able to pull it together. That may be a little bit harder to do than you might think, because this Free Syria Army seems to be fighting a lot amongst itself as it gets chased out of the country here. But that's how hard they're trying to push the legitimacy of this invasion of Syria. We're going to recognize these people as the government now. Actually, that should be up to the voters, France. And considering that you were the nation that really gave us all the guillotine to deal with the money junkies, I'm very surprised that the current government of France is so willing to go into Syria and say, we don't think you're the government any longer. We're going to say these people are the government, and we're going to launch an invasion to make sure that they are the government. So this whole thing about popular uprising and humanitarian. It's nonsense. It's complete nonsense. They're just, I guess the attitude right now is, yeah, we're invading Syria. What are you going to do about it, huh? Now, more and more people are coming out, even the corporate media, the Independent, is coming right out and saying that this is a U.S. war. This is another U.S. overthrow against Syria. This is not a popular revolution. So even the corporate media is starting to call them on this whole situation. Now, interesting little story again about the U.S. media. As you're probably aware, over in Tehran, there's a huge conference of the non-aligned movement nations. These are nations that don't consider themselves part of the U.S. sphere of influence or the Russian sphere of influence or the Chinese sphere of influence. They're basically saying we're doing our own thing and we're getting together to pledge mutual security in the face of increased aggression by these so-called spheres of power, meaning the United States of America. The first thing Iran did, and they are now taking their turn as leader of the non-aligned movement, the first thing they did was call for nuclear abolition. And they've set a deadline of the year 2025. The non-aligned movement nations, including Iran, are saying we seek a world free of nuclear weapons by 2025. And of course, then everybody glares over at Tel Aviv and Dimona. Perhaps not too surprisingly, the New York Times, when they were reporting on Iran's statements at the non-aligned movement conference, simply hemmed and hawed about, you know, made some interesting statements, blah, 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 and doesn't mention that Iran is calling for nuclear disarmament. Because the New York Times understands, this reminds everybody that Iran does not actually have nuclear weapons and Israel does. What the American corporate media is instead doing is they're pushing more and more propaganda saying that Iran is helping Syria. Iran is sending troops and weapons and stuff like it's a bad thing, even on the day after France announced they're sending troops into Syria. Our troops are good. Our overthrow is good. The other side, they're bad. You don't want to be like them. So it's going on, and the propaganda campaign regarding Syria is pretty much just collapsing. And it goes back to what we were talking about when Les was on here in hour number one. They can't get traction for the propaganda because the people of the world know they have been lied to time and time and time and time again. We're just hearing the government of the United States and the government of Israel screaming, wolf, wolf, wolf. Although in the case of Israel, it's nuclear duck, nuclear duck, nuclear duck. And we know the problem with the world isn't the Arab Muslims. And it certainly isn't Iran, which has not launched a war of aggression in 200 years. Iran's only crime, if you can even call it that, is back in 1979, they kicked out the last U.S.-imposed puppet ruler. And the U.S. can never forgive that. Once we enslave you to our system, you're never break free. And that's what's going on here right now. That's the reason for the U.S. to want to go back into Iran is prove to the rest of the world, once we have a puppet ruler over you, it will stay. Don't you even think about breaking free of the United States of America. Now, yesterday we were reporting on how the United States of America had asked the government of Egypt to basically destroy an Iranian ship sitting in the Suez Canal because the U.S. claimed it was carrying weapons and supplies to Syria. And the Egyptian government said, no, you have offered no proof whatsoever there are weapons on this ship, and we're not going to sink any ship in the middle of the Suez Canal because that would shut the canal down. So the U.S. came back today saying, well, you need to board that ship and inspect it. And Egypt said, we're not going to do that either. It's an international canal by international treaty. Israel sends ships through there and submarines all the time loaded with weapons. You don't ask us to inspect those. And Germany has now admitted that Israeli subs are armed with nuclear-tipped cruise missiles. So Egypt is really showing its independence to the U.S. government. And this goes back to when Morsi won the presidency, and we saw all this machinations trying to force one of Mubarak's henchmen, another U.S. puppet, back on to the Egyptian people, a counter-revolution. And as soon as it became very, very obvious that Morsi had won the election, and they were trying to grab his power away from him, back to the military junta, and we saw all this stuff in the U.S. media saying, oh, no, Morsi's really, he's pro-U.S. He's going to go along with us. We don't need to worry about him. And it was a giant face save because Morsi's election victory is a huge foreign policy disaster for the United States. And they were trying to put the spin on it. It doesn't really matter. He'll go along with us. And as this story with the Iranian ship shows, and the fact that Morsi went to Tehran and is opening up direct air travel from Iran to Egypt, Morsi is not a U.S. puppet, which means he may be in for another invasion, but at the moment, at least, he's got the ability to do what he wants to do in Egypt, and congratulations to him and the people of Egypt who threw off their U.S. puppet. And by the way, if anybody from Morsi's government is listening to my show, I'd like to put in a personal plug that Dr. Zahi Hawass, who I understand is now out of prison, be put back in charge of Egypt's Antiquities Department, because he's visible. He brings a lot of attention to Egypt's ancient antiquities, and you need him back in there to help build Egypt's public relations in the world and sort of remind everybody that there is absolutely no archaeological proof for any of this Israeli nonsense about the cities of David and Solomon and the first temple, which they are always wave around as an excuse why to steal land from its rightful owners. Now, speaking of Israel, there's an interesting little situation. Israel has its own version of Sesame Street, and they have their own version of the Muppets. And one of these Muppets is now being used, featured, in a propaganda campaign to convince Israelis, including their children, that an Israeli strike on Iran is really kind of a cool idea. And they've got the Muppet out there saying, yes, we want to bomb Iran and everything. So Netanyahu is grasping at straws. He's trying to recruit the children to come in and say, Mommy and Daddy, I think it's a good thing if we bomb the Iranians. But as of the last reports coming out of Israel, nobody's buying it. The Israeli people recognize their government lies to them as much as the American government lies to the American people. Fool me once, and so forth and so on. Going back and looking at the new Iraq under U.S. puppet rule, standard of living in decline, systematic destruction of the infrastructure, and again, smash Iraq, make them dependent on the puppet government so they won't stand up and fight back. That, too, may change. Meanwhile, over in Russia, we were talking about the deliberate destabilization of Russia because Russia is daring to take direct control of that central bank and set the interest rates and control this thing for the benefit of the whole people. You can't do that. Not while the U.S. is trying to build a fascist new world order. And we're seeing all this destabilization going in there. I was getting all these messages from Amnesty International about those poor Pussy Riot girls, and they're now fleeing Russia, and they're going to become spokespeople for all this awful oppression that's going on inside Russia. And remember, this so-called Pussy Riot group, they're supposed to be a band. I haven't been able to find very much music they've ever done. They have appeared almost overnight and become media stars the way Julian Assange and WikiLeaks did. And that alone tells you right there, it's just a propaganda group. And these girls walked into a church and committed acts of vandalism, and that is not covered by freedom of speech. If they had gone into the Washington Cathedral and behaved exactly the same way, they would have been arrested and thrown in jail here in the United States of America. So this is a deliberate campaign of destabilization, and apparently the spiritual leader of the Dagestani Muslims has been killed in what they're calling a suicide blast. And this is just 2 months after the Mufti of the Russian Republic of Tatarstan was seriously injured in a car bomb, and another cleric gunned down outside his apartment in Kazan. So this is a destabilization campaign. They're trying to create chaos and turmoil inside Russia so they can bring down Putin's government and put somebody into power in Russia who is more agreeable to a return to private central banking. It's all banker wars. It's all banker wars. These bankers are willing to trade millions of your children for a fast buck. These are very, very sick people. And as we start to plan the new nation that we will form here after this one is finished dying, we need to make sure there are absolute ironclad guarantees that keep money junkies and sociopaths in nice little comfortable mental homes where they deserve to be. Because these are seriously sick people, and we shouldn't be listening to them. Now, down in Georgia, a prosecutor has come forward to claim that an anarchist militia group planned the assassination of Barack Obama. Remember I said Obama's going to play for sympathy any way he can going into November. Birth certificate and his mommy's porno shots. assassin. In fact, we saw a report 2 months ago that somebody was going to plan to fake an assassination attempt against Obama so that he could ride on that and say, see, I must be doing something right for the people. So many people want to kill me. Here's the dead giveaway. This prosecutor is saying that this anarchist militia group went by the name of Forever Enduring Always Ready, which spells out fear. Come on. Come on. That's like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson calling themselves annoyance or terror or starvation or hunger. Real groups seeking sociopolitical change court public opinion. They don't start out with a name that says we are horrible people. It's a made-up group. It's another COINTELPRO, false flag, agent provocateur group. And I can't believe they actually thought people are going to fall for this, this anarchist group. They're called FEAR. Come on, guys. You wouldn't even get a job as a screenwriter in Hollywood on the B movies. It's the C movies. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, and we're talking about this anarchist militia group called FEAR. And I take it back about the quality of the writing not coming up to the B-movies in Hollywood. This doesn't even come up to the quality of writing in porno films. Now, speaking of propaganda and attempts to build sympathy for Obama so he can win his second term, which I think Romney's already handed to him anyway, Judicial Watch has obtained a stack of overlooked, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, CIA records detailing meetings with these two filmmakers who are making this movie about the killing of Osama bin Laden, which was going to be this huge propaganda piece to puff up Barack Obama. It was going to be released in October. Apparently, the production has hit a snag, and the new release date is in December after the election is over. I can imagine Obama's not very happy about that. But this, of course, is Catherine Bigelow, who, in my opinion, stole the Oscar for Best Picture away from James Cameron's Avatar with this obvious pro-war piece, The Hurt Locker. And this other screenwriter, Mark Boal, and basically they were meeting with the White House and CIA, and they were given all this inside information to try and create this drama about the heroic killing of Osama bin Laden. And the real story is the Pakistanis raided this house they thought was a safe house, and they killed this old man, and the neighbors said, "We think that might have been bin Laden." And, of course, the news they might have gotten bin Laden goes up the net communications, and Obama says, "Grab his body. We're going to wave it around to prove how great we are." Apparently clueless that the real bin Laden died in December of 2001. Or maybe they just figured, if he looks enough like bin Laden to fool his neighbors, then we can use him. And so they make an announcement, "We got bin Laden. The SEALs got him. It's all an American operation." The Pakistanis are not happy about that one. Stealing their thunder. And they got the body up on the helicopter, and the people in the helicopter are looking at the body and saying, "This is not Osama bin Laden." So they say, "Oh, we've already made the announcement." And they dump the body in the ocean. They get rid of all the evidence. Don't take DNA. Don't take pictures. Don't take video. And the next thing you know, all these phony pictures of a dead bin Laden in the care of military U.S. military people show up all over the web and get exposed almost immediately as obvious fakes and frauds. They got real amateur talent working there in national security and doing this stuff. And so now they're trying to make this movie. They're working hand in glove with the U.S. government, and they're going to miss their original release date. It's not going to help Obama anyway. So it's just one hoax after the other, after the other, after the other. When we come back from the next station break, we're going to get into the economy. There are some very troubling signs. We may be seeing another one of the major too-big-to-fail financial outfits fail. And people are starting to say it may be time to start pulling out of there because it's not looking really, really good. In fact, the whispers on Wall Street is a major financial house is going to implode, and a lot of people think it might just be Morgan Stanley. We'll be back after station identification.
It's true.